Welcome, everyone. This is Accelerate. My name is Nikolai Shitihin, and I have Jim Johnson with me. And today we have guests. We have Mark Scott with us. How are you doing, gents?
I'm good, thanks. Good Nikolai.
Hey, Mark, great to have you with us today. And as a guy who's been in and around the industry for quite a number of years, you're somebody we're really excited to talk to today. And around, 19 years in Aviagen, all over the world, which is cool. And about 7 years, your seventh year now in India as a business manager. So welcome to today's show. Great to speak to you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's really good to have you, Mark. And like Jim said, you've been with the industry for quite a long time. So maybe as an introduction, you would tell us a little bit more on how you started with the poultry and why.
Well, I actually started out with game birds back in the UK. So I studied in game bird management and started off pheasants, ducks and partridge. And I think after a couple of years in that, I felt a natural progression into the commercial poultry industry. I was brought up in an area which had a lot of poultry farms around. And then, I got an opportunity to work with on a Aviagen contract GP farm, and things just went from there. I mean, from day one, I was just fascinated, and I knew that this was the industry that I wanted to spend the rest of my working life. And so it just went from there. I had to go back and do some more studies to progress further. But 19 years in the industry, and I hope I'm here for a long time to come. So.
Great stuff. So you caught that chicken bug like a lot of us have done, Mark. And tell me, I'm really interested in India. And, it's an exciting market. There's a significant poultry industry already there. So it's about, I guess, understanding a wee bit. I'd love to hear from you in terms of what's your take on India as a poultry market and any differences you would highlight between there and the rest of the world?
Well, as you said, Jim, 7 years in India. This is actually my second stint. So initially 3, and then I've came back, and this is my 4th year. I've seen some huge differences while I was away. That was from 2013 to 2017. I think the differences are still there for everybody to see. I mean, the live markets here, it's still 95% live market, and that's slowly reducing into processing. But it's, even 5-6 years ago, you're probably still talking about 95-96%. I think the differences as well is there's a lot of small independent farmers here, independent companies, and still a lot of hatching egg and day old chick sales. So there's big differences in that way. The planning here, they plan for tomorrow. You ask the guys about 5-year plans. The market volatility here is, I've never seen anything like it. It keeps you on your toes. You can be rich one day and poor the next. That's how the market goes here. So definitely a different market. Is it progressing like other developed markets? Yes, but very slow. We talk about the process. And I think because the live markets are so strong, and when the prices are very high in the live markets, then everybody who does process scales down. Yeah, so consumption, I mean, it gets hampered here by religious festivals, rituals, and that determines, market prices. So that's how it goes here. The other difference here in India that I see is there's very little imports of poultry, very little at all. I mean, the government has 100% tax tariff on poultry products coming in. So
wow.
That's not to say that things will change. Of course, they will. And we know that the US and Brazil are definitely sniffing around. And I'm sure when things settle down in China, that India will be back on their hit list import some product into.
That's a very interesting market and very, very different from anything else in the world. And India is, as a country, is also very, very different because of the culture, because of the religion, because of the geographics, multiple languages and all that. I've been to India a couple of times, but it still stays a mystery to me. So, but you've been there for quite a long time. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about what kind of challenges the industry is having with all this cultural and regional mix and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, apart from what you've mentioned, Nikolai, I mean, the, you know, the cultural differences is a challenge in itself. I think the industry here is very fragmented. Different parts and different sections do tend to work against each other. And the industry really needs to come together as a whole. And I'm sure things will improve from there and there'll be less challenges. And as I said before, the volatile markets here is just such a challenge. You know, sometimes you can't, it's very hard to predict, even though they do base on, as I say, cultural festivals, religious festivals. But still, you know, as we've seen in the past, it's a very volatile market. I think one of the other main challenges we've got here is the environment and actually how to farm chicken in this environment. And it's, you know, you can be in North India and it can be minus 10 degrees, but through the day it's going to be 20 degrees. You know, so how to manage chicken in that environment. Then you've got, obviously in the summer it's extreme. Coastal, it's very humid. So I would say the challenges of managing birds in this environment is, that's one of the main challenges. A lot of environmentally controlled housing is coming on board now, but again, it takes some investment, and it's slow coming on, but is increasing. And then I would say the disease challenges here in India, that's a huge challenge as well. There's a lot of diseases around, and actually the control and the vaccinations of these diseases as well is challenging. Very restricted on vaccines available here in India is quite limited, and you know, some of these vaccines are you know, don't actually are smuggled into the country as well, and some actually don't do what they're supposed to be doing. So disease challenge is definitely a big challenge here as well.
Oh, it sounds like there's a lot going on there, and there's a lot of work to do in that Indian industry. It sounds really quite fun with all these things going on. And obviously, it's not been immune to the pandemic either. So I guess from, as in many other countries, that's caused quite a disruption to the poultry industry. How's the impact of the pandemic in India?
I think, Jim, if I go back to March 2020, I'll go back before that. There was an initial scaremongering here over social media, which linked poultry meat, chicken meat, to contracting COVID-19. Now that overnight had a huge negative impact on the market here. Prices of chicken just went to rock bottom, which caused huge disruption. And the industry lost billions alone because of this. Farmers were, you know, giving chicken away. There was disposal of a lot of chicken going on. So that was the initial COVID impact. Then we had the lockdowns that followed in March. And for the first week to 10 days, again, what was said at a top level wasn't really got down to the ground level. So feed trucks weren't getting through, trucks carrying chickens to the markets weren't getting through. Some live markets were closed, some were open. There was just so much confusion, and then mainly around logistics. And I think the other major impact was a lot of the industry here relies on migrant workers from different parts of India. Now, what happened, these migrant workers, you know, when an emergency arises, you want to go home. So basically, they downed tools. So this is on farms, hatcheries, feed mills, you name it. I mean, one day they just left. So to operate your operation after this was very difficult for these guys. And it's slowly recovering, and it has recovered now, but the impact that the COVID had was probably felt worse even in.
Yeah, it's a completely different ballgame in India, what happened with COVID. It's not the issue of switching from retail or to retail from food service. It's just the whole different thing that happened with India. So I just wanted to talk to you about a little bit about the technology. I know that India is developing very, very fast, and lots of education is happening, and a lot of doctors and engineers and IT people are coming out of India. And I have quite a lot of Indian friends, and most of them are IT, you know, so it looks like technology is developing pretty good. But how does that relate to the chicken industry? Is there any adoption of the technologies? Because like you said, there would be some harsh environments, especially in the North India, where the temperature will be dropping rapidly between day and night. And, you know, and again, there is a trend of getting bigger companies. So they would need to communicate somehow their results and everything. So this is where technology would help. So are farmers and companies adopting to technology?
Well, I think the technologies and the automation here in India has been a bit slow. But I think after initial COVID time last year, I think it's made a lot more of the industry think about it. You know, quite clearly there was no remote monitoring, so it was very difficult to know what was happening on farms from the integrators. People couldn't get out to farms, so there's nowhere, and hatcheries and feed mills, so there was no way of seeing what was actually going on. And unfortunately, there was a lot of poor things went on, and a lot of misdemeanors happened at that time. So now, definitely, I think a lot more of the industry are looking at how to combat this. And especially, again, with automation. It's a bit slow here with automation, but again, with the problem with the labor disappearing from the production facilities, it's made a lot of people look at some more automation.
Well, hey, Mark, that's really interesting. I guess, you know, just in summary, we've had a really interesting chat this afternoon looking at your thoughts and your take on the Indian market and the opportunity for poultry in that market. And then, you know, interesting to hear some of the challenges that the industry is going through, which sound like, you know, a lot of fun to me, actually, you know, with Africa being in a similar situation in my experience, where you've got diverse climates to manage. You've, you know, cold and hot temperatures, day and night, differences in temperatures, humidity impacts in some parts of the country. I mean, all that is very challenging from a poultry point of view, and it sounds quite an exciting opportunity. There'll be technical challenges there too, to get customers to grow and modify the way they grow their chickens in different parts of the world of India. The impact of COVID, it's been felt all over the world, but it sounds like it's been particularly hard hitting in India with the situation you described, and the impact on the industry was fairly severe, I guess. So hopefully, you know, it's in recovery from that. And I also see that may well bring an opportunity in technology. And your last answers really gave me a lot of encouragement about how we potentially can, you know, capture an opportunity in India on the technology side of things, to be able to make information and data more visible to help companies and farmers do their job in a much better way. But it's been fun talking to you today, Mark, and we really thank you for your time, and it's been interesting learning a little bit more about the Indian market.
Thank you very much, and it's been it's great to be on the podcast. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mark, and you know, I hope we'll see you in the next episodes too. Maybe from a different country or from a different continent, who knows? And for those who just joined this podcast, who saw this episode, not to miss new episodes, please follow us on social media. We are on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and on Twitter. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Excellent. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Mark.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.